بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله فالق الحب والنوى يخرج الحي من الميت ومخرج الميت من الحي ذلكم الله فأنى تؤفكون.
Allah alone is the one who splits open the seed from which crops emerge, and the date stone from which the date palm sprouts. He creates the living from the dead, just as man and all other animals are formed from sperm. And he creates the dead from the living, just as sperm comes out of a human being and an egg is laid by a chicken. The being who does this is Allah, the one who created you. How are you, idolaters, then misled from the truth, despite your witnessing His marvelous creation?
فالق الإصباح وجعل الليل سكنا والشمس والقمر حسبانا ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم.
He, may He be glorified, splits the light of dawn from the darkness of the night. He is the one who has made the night still, in which people can take rest from the tiring and hard work of the day. He is the one who has made the sun and the moon move according to a precise measure. That marvelous creation is the determination of the Mighty, whom none can overpower, the one who knows what is best for His creation.
وهو الذي جعل لكم النجوم لتهتدوا بها في ظلمات البر والبحر قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يعلمون.
He, may He be glorified, is the one who created for you, O children of Adam, the stars in the sky, so that you may be guided by them during your travels when the routes on the land and sea are unclear. I have explained the proofs and evidences that indicate my power for a people who reflect and take benefit from them.
واحدة فمستقر ومستودع قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يفقهون.
He, may He be glorified, is the one who created you from one soul, which was the soul of your father, Adam. He began your creation by forming your father, Adam, from clay, and then He created you from him. He also created for you a place for you to settle in, which is the wombs of your mothers, and a depository in which you are stored, which is the loins of your fathers. I have explained the signs to a people who can understand the words of Allah.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ نَبَاتَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فأخرجنا منه خضرا نخرج منه حبا متراكبا ومن النخل من طلعها قنوان دانية وجنات من أعناب والزيتون والرمان مشتبها وغير متشابه انظروا إلى ثمره إذا أثمر وينعه إن في ذلكم لآيات لقوم يؤمنون.
He, may he be glorified, is the one who sent down rainwater from the sky, and then with it, he caused all types of vegetation to grow. From the vegetation, he brought out crops and green trees, from which he produces grain that is pegged one top of the other, as it is found in spikes. From the spathe of the date palm come clusters that are close to any person standing or sitting. He also brought out grape orchards, and produces olives and pomegranates, the leaves of which are similar, but the fruit are different. Look, O people, at the fruit when it first appears, and when it ripens. O people, in that there are clear proofs of Allah's power for a people who believe in Allah. Such people are the ones who will benefit from these proofs.
وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنَّ وَخَلَقَهُمْ وَخَرَقُوا لَهُ بَنِينَ وَبَنَاتٍ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ.
Yet the idolaters made the jinn partners with Allah in worship, believing that the jinn can independently bring benefit and cause harm, whilst Allah alone had created them. So He is most worthy of being worshipped. And out of their ignorance, they attributed sons to Allah, as the Jews did with respect to Uzair, and the Christians with respect to Jesus, and also daughters. Allah is free, and above what the people of falsehood claim about Him.
بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ صَاحِبَةٌ وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ.
He, may He be glorified, is the creator of the heavens and the earth without any precedent. How can He have a child when He has no wife? He created everything and knows everything. Nothing is hidden from Him. Beneficial points. Using the evidence of creation and provision, creation of vegetation, its growth, transformation of its form and size, and the falling of rain, to prove Allah's oneness in His lordship and His entitlement to divinity, is something clear and apparent. Using the evidence of motion, motion within orbits, and the arrangement and precision of such movement, to prove Allah's oneness in His lordship and His entitlement to divinity, is also something clear and apparent. The verses show the misguidance and foolishness of the idolaters in worshipping the jinn.
ذلكم الله ربكم لا إله إلا هو خالق كل شيء فاعبدوه وهو على كل شيء وكيل.
O people, the being that has those divine attributes is your Lord. You have no Lord besides Him, and there is no one worthy of worship besides Him. He is the creator of everything, so worship Him alone, as He is the only one deserving of worship. He takes care of everything.
لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير.
Vision cannot encompass Him, but His vision covers and encompasses all things. He is the one who is subtle with His righteous servants and is aware of them.
قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ أَبْصَرَ فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ عَمِيَ فَعَلَيْهَا وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِحَفِيظٍ.
Clear proofs from your Lord have come to you, O people. Whoever understands them and is mindful, the benefit of that will return to him. Whoever is blind to them and unmindful, it will only be to his loss. It is not my duty to watch over you and record your actions. I am only a messenger from my Lord. He is the one who watches over you.
وكذلك نصرف الآيات وليقولوا درست ولنبينه لقوم يعلمون.
Just as I explained the various types of proofs of my power, I also explain the various types of ayahs containing promises, threats and advice, and so the idolaters will say, this is not revelation, it is merely something you learned from the people of the scripture before you, and I did this in order to explain the truth to the believers of the nation of Muhammad, peace be upon them, as they are the ones who accept the truth and follow it.
اتبع ما أوحي إليك من ربك لا إله إلا هو وأعرض عن المشركين.
Follow, O Messenger, the truth that your Lord reveals to you. There is no one worthy of worship besides Him. May He be glorified. Let your heart not be concerned with the disbelievers and their stubbornness, and their matter is left to Allah.
وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكُوا وَمَا جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ.
If Allah willed for them not to associate anyone as partner with Him, they would not have done so. I have not made you, O Messenger, a guardian to record their actions, nor are you in charge of them. You are only a messenger and your duty is only to convey the message.
وَلَا تَسُبُّوا الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّوا اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ كَذَلِكَ زَيَّنَّا لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ عَمَلَهُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ مَرْجِعُهُمْ فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
O believers, do not insult the idols that they worship alongside Allah, even though they be deserving of that. For then the idolaters, due to ignorance, would insult Allah unknowingly. May He be glorified. Just as He made their misguidance fair seeming to them, He makes the behavior of every nation, be it good or bad, seem good to them until they act accordingly. Then their return on the day of rising is to their Lord, who will inform them about what they used to do in the world and repay their actions.
وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ لَئِنْ جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ لَيُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَمَا يُشْعِرُكُمْ أَنَّهَا إِذَا جَاءَتْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
The idolaters swear by Allah with their strongest oaths that if Muhammad, peace be upon him, brings them one of the signs they asked for, then they will believe. Say to them, O Messenger, I do not have signs so that I may bring them. They are only with Allah, who sends them down as He wills. And what will inform you, O believers, that if these signs come as they request, they still will not believe. Instead, they will persist in their denial and stubbornness, because they in fact do not want to be guided.
وَنُقَلِّبُ أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَنَذَرُهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ.
And I will turn their hearts and vision by intervening between them and preventing their guidance to the truth, just as I intervened between them and faith in the Qur'an the first time because of their stubbornness. I will leave them in their misguidance and rebellion against their Lord, confused and wandering. Beneficial points. Allah is exalted from the injustice that the belief of fatalism, jabr, entails. The verses explain that those who disbelieve or associate partners with Allah do so out of free choice. It is not within the capacity of any prophet to bring a sign, miracle by himself, or whenever he wishes. Instead, this is a matter that rests with Allah. He alone has the ability to do this. He is wise and determines the type of miracle and the time of its appearance. Insulting the Allahs of the idolaters is prohibited for fear of the greater evil that this may lead to, namely their responding by throwing insults at the Lord of all people. Sometimes Allah intervenes between a servant and guidance, and turns his sight and heart away from obedience, as a punishment for his choosing disbelief.